Hospital care errors revealed at mother's inquest. A mother would still be alive if it were not for a set of clear and serious clinical deficiencies at Broomfield Hospital, Essex's NHS Mental Health Trust has been told. A seven-day inquest held at Chelmsford Coroner's Court concluded that 49-year-old Angela Ling died as a result of suicide contributed to by neglect on the part of Essex Partnership NHS Trust. The inquest heard how Angela would have likely survived had she received the care and the treatment she needed for a diagnosed recurrent major depressive disorder. Dr. Dinesh Maganti told the inquest that several failings in Angela's care, which included a failure to consult with Angela's family throughout her care, a failure to provide consistent pharmacological treatment, a failure to provide any psychological treatment, all contributed to her death on December 1st, 2021. All around a month of concern, on November the 17th of 2021, following an overdose, Angela was taken to Broomfield Hospital. The court heard that Angela's care coordinator made it known to EPUT's gatekeeping team that Angela needed inpatient care, that she was hoarding her medication, and her family could not keep her safe. On Sunday, November the 21st, the professionals in attendance noted that Angela was distressed, catastrophizing, and unable to rationalize and process information. At this meeting, Angela reported she was going to end her life by overdose, but had no medication in the house. Her care was not escalated at this stage, and her family were not offered any additional support. Later that day, Angela attempted to take her own life. She was taken to hospital again, and after receiving a period of intensive care, it was determined that Angela had suffered irreversible brain damage. Essex Partnership NHS Trust says it is continuously working with staff, patients, their families and carers to enhance the quality of care. It adds, people with lived experience have been employed in designated roles across the trust, ensuring that patient voice is the heart of the organisation. Paul Scott, Chief Executive, added, I'm sorry for the mistakes that were made in caring for Angela and offer my deepest condolences to her family and friends following their tragic loss. We recognise the vital role families play in the care of their loved ones and we are focused on working closely with them, our patients, partners and lived experience ambassadors to drive improvement across our services and provide the best individual care at all times.